Well, here we go, and if you make your living with your voice, I have concerning news, and it's sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit
ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Well, that's what's concerning. AI, artificial intelligence bots that can converse like humans. And one of the companies leading the way at restaurant drive-thrus is Presto. Let's listen in as one of Presto's bots takes an order.
Hi, what can we make fresh for you today?
Can I get two?
And she goes on for about 15 seconds with her order.
Number one combo with a Coke.
And then the bot confirms what it heard.
I have two soft snack taco. One regular vanilla shake and one number one meal with Del Taco Crunchy. Medium crinkle, cut fries, and medium Coke. Correct?
That's correct.
Wow, how about that? I'm sure restaurant owners are salivating over the idea of a worker that never gets tired. And Raj Suri, the CEO and founder of Presto, says human coworkers like it too.
The staff member actually have less stress in their lives. They can actually focus on one job at a time instead of trying to do two or three things at once, and the guests have a better experience, so everybody wins.
He says the restaurants using the system have seen a 10% increase in their net operating margins, and he says that's a godsend for stores who can't find enough workers.
So that's why they need to implement technology, so they can serve more guests with less people.
What about people who order in tortured English or other languages or with accents? He says the Presto system not only understands many different speaking styles and languages, it can remember your voice.
And it'll remember your past orders and be able to upsell you based on, you know, what you've ordered in the past.
And there is a human override available in case Mr. Mumbles pulls into the drive-thru. Plus, this could be fun. The bot can change voices.
For example, 4th of July, you could have Uncle Sam take your order. Or if a certain brand has a partnership with a celebrity, say like Christopher Walken.
Okay. Christopher Walken. Let's imagine how that might sound.
We're going to have a little Q&A.
And maybe you ask him to hold the pickles?
No, that's out of the question.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks anyway.
You're welcome!
Could be fun, and you know, they're coming, like it or not. From the farm to your belly, today's National Irish Coffee Day.
That's the business of food.
Hey.
I'm not Steve Alexander, but I can do his job.
Come on now.